Welcome to the Moves Like Jagger podcast. Okay, guys, let's get started. So, if you have followed my podcast, the last three that I did, it's been a while since I've made a podcast, but I'm going to switch things up a little bit. This is going to be, I'm going to turn this into talking about gaming. So if you like video games or board games or computer games or console games or phone games, that's the topics now. That's what I'm going to be talking about. Okay, so if you're into like Call of Duty or Borderlands or just like anything really. So the game we're going to be talking about today is Borderlands. Borderlands came out a while ago, first on PS3, so it's been a minute, and let's see, when I first played that, oh man, it was on sale, and I was like, oh, I might as well get it, you know, because it's on sale, so I picked it up for like $20, and it came with all the map packs and stuff, so it was a really good deal. And it is awesome. The graphics are a little weird because it's different than a lot of other games. It looks like you're in like a cartoon cardboard town, kind of. That's my way of describing it. But yeah, so the graphics were a little weird, but it's awesome. They have billions of guns. Like, no gun you find is the same as the other gun, which I like a lot because you're never going to have the same gun as your buddy. And, like, Borderlands 1, they had these special weapons that had, like, abilities to them. So, like, one was acid. The other one was, like, a laser ball that shoots out. You know, just stuff like that. So, that's what I really liked about Borderlands 1. And then, later on, they came out with Borderlands 2. And that one was a little bit different than Borderlands 1. It's in a different area, you know, different characters. Oh, yeah, so the characters, there's always, like, a siren and this big old brick guy. And then there's, like, a guy with, a, like, in, like a ninja type person. And then there's, like, a, you know, there's, like, four different people. And they all have four different abilities. And, like, you're supposed to choose one at the beginning of the game. So, like, and that'll be your character throughout the whole game. So you kind of got to choose wisely. But then if you have friends, they could choose the other characters. And you all could, like, you know, you all have different abilities. But if you're all working together, then it plays out to your advantage. Because you're able to get things done faster, you know, level up faster and stuff. And so that's what I like about Borderlands 1 and 2. You can do that. You're able to do the missions with your friends and stuff. But anyways, Borderlands 2, the guns are a little bit different because they got rid of, like, they still have special weapons, but, like, some of the weapons from Borderlands 1 aren't in Borderlands 2. So, like, they had this, they got rid of, like, the acid-y stuff, and, like, they still had, like, special weapons, but they were different special weapons, if that makes sense. And so, but the main purpose of Borderlands, in my opinion, is you're a vault hunter, so you're looking for really good loot, and you're fighting the enemies and stuff, and, like, they got skags, and yeah, if you've never played Borderlands, I recommend picking it up. But yeah, I'm not going to go into too much detail about, like, the whole game, because I don't want to ruin it for anyone that hasn't played it, but anyone that has played it knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, so that's Borderlands 2. The characters are different, of course, and the weapons are different. They have this one weapon that you run out of ammo, and then you just throw the gun, and it explodes, and then a new one appears, which is kind of cool. So, but today is March 28th, I believe, 27th, March 28th, 2019. It's been a minute since I've podcasted, but, today they just released a trailer for Borderlands 3, and oh baby, does that look good. This game, oh man. So in the trailer, they got these four brand new characters, look freaking awesome, and like they showed us guns that can walk. it's like a turret pretty much, but it like walks, which, you know, I think it's crazy. I don't know how that's gonna work, but yeah, that's just nuts. So, but yeah, they have that, and then the vehicles are all updated. They all hover now. Yeah, there's vehicles in the game, and it looks like they all hover, and like all the older characters, like the ones that you can't play with, like they look like they're all returning. But yeah, it looks like there's a lot of new cool stuff. I saw in the trailer, it showed a bunch of like the different areas, and they added a bunch of nighttime stuff, which in Borderlands, it's usually most of it's in the daytime. So that's going to be new for me, because I didn't really remember a whole lot of nighttime stuff. And yeah, they're reintroducing billions of weapons. They're going to mix it up again, you know. And so that's good for, and it's going to be four player co-op, or at least that's what it usually is. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. They have this robot called Claptrap, and like he walks around, and he's like, hey, and he's like, man, he's just the funniest. He like dances and stuff and cracks jokes, and like he's like, ah, and he screams a lot, you know. But yeah, he kind of helps you out through your journey to becoming a vault hunter. And there's these animals called skags. They have a bunch of different animals, but skags are like these like dogs that have like weird faces. Yeah. And sometimes if you shoot them, loot will come out of their bodies because they like to swallow loot. But also in the Borderlands journey, they just announced remastered Borderlands 1 for the PlayStation 4. So at the beginning of this podcast, I talked about Borderlands 1 just being on PlayStation 3. Well, now they remastered it, and it's going to be available for PlayStation 4. So now you're able to play Borderlands 1, 2, and 3 on the PlayStation 4, which is going to be awesome, because I want to go back and play everything before I start the new one. So and we can't forget there's also the pre-sequel game, which is in between 1 and 2, which is like a mini, I don't know, it wasn't as fun as 1 and 2, but it's still, like, if you're a big fan of Borderlands, then, you know, you gotta play it, right? I haven't really beaten that one yet, so I think what I'm gonna do is when the Borderlands 3 comes out, I'm gonna get the remastered version, I'm gonna play that one first, then I'm gonna do the pre-sequel, then I'm gonna do the second one, you know, and then I'm gonna start my journey on the third one, and you guys will know about my adventures, but yeah. Thanks for listening to the Moves Like Jagger podcast. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share with your friends. And you can go ahead and follow on Facebook. I also have a YouTube channel. I post occasionally there, but I'm going to start doing podcasts more. But yeah, I'll post like once in a while there as well. But yeah, go ahead and like, share, comment, let me know what you think, and I'll see you in another podcast.